first, let's get to that new survey out today from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It found that the number of uninsured Americans fell significantly in 2014, the first year people were required to have health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. And that fall was particularly notable among Americans living near or below the poverty line and among Black Americans. Julie Rovner, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News, has taken a look. So, Julie, we'd heard that there's been a drop in Americans who are uninsured. So how significant is this report?
It's very significant. It's the first real government comprehensive report we've had. We've had sort of snapshots from organizations like Gallup, but this is the annual National Health Interview Survey, and we do have statistics now for all of 2014. So it basically confirms what everybody thought, which is that the requirement for people to have insurance and the expansion of Medicaid and the subsidies have all contributed to a lot more people having health insurance.
Well, we mentioned the fall in the number of uninsured Black Americans. The survey found that fall was by nearly a third from 2013 to 2014. What does that tell you? Could Black Americans not afford insurance? Did they not want to before a mandate? What do we know from that?
Well, basically, what we know is that they tend to be sort of congregated in that poor and near poor category, or disproportionately represented. The fall in Hispanics without insurance also a significant fall mm-hmm. in the number and percentage of Hispanics without insurance. So it goes back to these precipitous drops in the uninsurance rates for people who had difficulty getting insurance for financial reasons. Remember, most people who are wealthy are already had insurance. Mm-hmm. So their rates wouldn't fall as much, although right. I should point out that pretty much everybody's rates of uninsurance fell. But these big drops that we saw, as you mentioned, were among the poor, among the near poor, among African-Americans, among Hispanics. And that's a combination of sort of three things. One is obviously the availability of subsidies to buy private insurance. Another is the expansion of Medicaid in about half the states. And a third one is just a rebounding of the economy. There are more people across the board with private health insurance than there are in the exchanges. So that suggests there are more people with job-based insurance, huh. too.
We want to take I want to ask you a question about the exchanges. But first, there's something else that apparently jumped out at you. Young adults, what did you see there?
That's right. We've seen this enormous increase in the percentage and the number of young adults with health insurance. Their uninsurance rate has dropped from almost a third, 32.7% in 2009, the year before the law was passed, to 20% in 2015. Now, there are special provisions for young adults to be allowed to stay on their parents' health insurance plans. That's certainly part of this. But that's among the biggest drops we've seen, and that's traditionally the population that has been least likely to have health insurance.
Huh. Well, we mentioned the exchanges, and as everybody just about knows, the Supreme Court is deciding whether the federal government should be allowed to continue to subsidize insurance in states that didn't set up their own state exchanges to do that. If the court rules that the federal government can't, that it's just a state that can do it, what happens to this rise in the numbers of people insured?
Well, presumably it would be reversed. The Department of Health and Human Services estimates that about 6.5 million people could lose their subsidies. The Urban Institute says that the number of people who could lose insurance would be larger than that because a lot of them would drop out because premiums would go up because healthy people would leave the market. So it could be a real sort of major shakeup in those states. It's not every state, but it's a significant majority of the states.
Well, another reason everybody's waiting for that decision, and we will cover it when it comes in. It might be later this week. It might be next week at the latest. They might go into the 4th of July weekend, but we will see. And I know Julie Rovner, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News, will be there front and center waiting. Julie, thank you.
I'll be watching. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.